is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I hope you have the biggest smile on your face. You're eating a cookie and you're in front of a fire and you're locked inside your house because the snow went over the house and you're almost scared about dying.
And there's no, like, way to get food because the snow's so high, but it's Christmas.
Yeah.
We're together again.
I know. That's the title of this podcast. Make it so dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
We're together after a year or something.
Yeah. As you guys know, we got in a huge fight, so we couldn't be in the same room together. But here we are. We're in the basement, the Bro Show basement, and we're back for another episode.
I know. No more glitches.
Yeah. Thank you guys for dealing with Zoom episodes. I did see one person got kind of mad. Did you see it? They said, like, I'm going to stop listening if you keep doing it like this. It's so annoying.
For real?
Yeah, but everyone else was totally fine with it. So thanks for just putting up with the, you know, kind of bad audio, the glitching where we can't really hear each other. But now we're in the same room, so.
Yeah, it's a lot. A little bit awkward.
Oh, yeah, it's so uncomfortable because I haven't had any social interaction with anyone in a month. So I'm kind of, like, remembering how to socialize again. I read some books about, like, how to deal with, like, talking to people, so. Yeah.
Okay, well, this is the official Christmas episode.
Holiday.
Oh, yeah, holiday episode.
Wait. You have to include the other people.
So,
the whole thing. Christmas. Yeah, it's the Christmas week on the Bro Show. Happy holidays. Spread the Christmas cheer.
Oh, I thought you were saying spread the Christmas cheer. And I was like,
wait, did I say that?
No, it sounded like it, but you didn't. Oh. Stream Christmas is Creepy. Is your it'd be so funny if, like, every year your Spotify listens, you're like,
oh my god, I have to see now. Have my listeners gone up on Spotify?
I hope it's...
Because usually it's like 2,000 people listen to the Fred music for some reason, just on a regular month, but now that it's Christmas...
50,000?
Oh, 5,000. So not that many people are listening to Fred music, but it's okay.
That's still a check. I don't know if you get the check, but...
People, guess who the related artists, I'm on their, it says fans also like, who do you think fans also like on the Fred music? Who are they also listening to?
I'm just picturing like Family Guy. Did they have an album?
Family Guy?
I don't know if they have an album.
Smosh is the number one. Okay, I didn't even know Smosh made music.
I didn't know that either.
Shane Dawson, because you know his whole Super Love era.
Oh, yeah, he actually was a music person.
Bart Baker, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He did those parodies.
Someone emailed us about... So I heard about this before they emailed us, but they wanted us to talk about it. How he moved...
To China.
Yeah, because he's going to be super famous there or something.
He is famous there. Remember we watched a documentary about it. Like, not a documentary, but someone, like, some news station did a little interview with him before he moved to China. And, he was like, I'm just going to become a famous idol there. And I remember when I saw that email, I was like, oh, my God, that's such a good video idea. So I want to make a video about it.
Yeah, so didn't someone reach out to him and say, like, this is
what... Yeah, I remember the Chinese people were, like, low-key rude, remember?
Why?
I swear they were like, yeah, like, I honestly don't understand why he would have fans, but, like, we're just gonna use... He has a following, so we might as well use it. Like, they were, like, kind of, like, rude being, like... but they were, like, we're down to use him.
Yeah.
Onison. I also didn't know he made music. He's, like, kind
of... Is it? He, like, kind of a bad... I'm just going off Twitter.
I honestly don't know. I'm scared.
Yeah, I just know, like...
Oh, now we're getting into some actual artists. Selena Gomez on the scene. Oh. Not saying Smosh isn't an actual musical artist. I know there might be some really hardcore stands.
Selena Gomez in the scene.
Oh my god. Fans also like Disney's Friends for Change. They have whole...
They have an album.
Oh, I don't feel bad about Fred's listeners. Disney's Friends for Change only has 6,000 monthly listeners. I honestly thought I'd be a million.
That's crazy.
Because they have some hits, like...
Plus, think about all the styles.
Make a wave, make a change.
So funny, they have their own page, Disney's Friends for Change.
Last but not least, Victoria Justice fans also listen to her.
I love her new song.
I know, I've only listened to it once, and it was like... When I was expecting it to be like just so pop, bubblegum, but it was like deep.
Oh, yeah, like... Okay, so I don't know if I'm making it up, and I'm just like... And I'm just not that deep of a person, but when I heard it... I was like, wait, this is intense. Like, I haven't heard a song like this in a while.
Also, drama update, Ariana promoted it, so they're friends.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, so it's time for all of you guys to stop pretending they hate each other. It's like, they are friends.
Yeah, I'm glad that happened because you know, well, I'm just being a fan and speculating. You know, for a little bit, like, maybe they won't even in a fight, but I feel like if you have like a bunch of fans and they make up stuff, then you kind of like, you kind of would believe them and be like, are they trying to sabotage me? So then the fans might have created it.
That would suck, being one of them. Because I bet you it was a thing where like they weren't the best friends, but there's... But then all these fans make up all these fake, oh, they're in a fight. And then eventually you would just be in a fight. Like, even the bro show, like, if enough people, like, if millions of people started writing on Twitter about how we were in a fight, I guess we'd probably just become in a fight.
Oh, yeah, because you start to believe it.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I guess we are in a fight, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd start to just believe the tweets.
I am... this reminds me of a documentary... No, not a documentary. A video that Shelby and I recommended. The iconic Nikki Swift on YouTube. She... I don't know if it's even a she... She just does those videos like this celebrity.
They're like rude videos.
Oh yeah, so this popped up in the TV's recommended. It's it was, and I just wanted to click on it because I knew most of it was made up, and I just wanted to hear what they said.
Yeah.
It said 10 rules that Ariana Grande's team needs to follow, or something like that. And it was so funny because it was just saying like. It is so funny because I watched like 5 minutes and it made her seem like the biggest mean person in the world. But she
what'd you say?
She did say that she had the second biggest dressing room on Victoria's.
Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted to let that out there. I don't know if it's true.
So I guess that makes sense. Probably the second biggest star on it besides Victoria Justice, you know?
Yeah, like I think it was Victoria Justice and then the rest were kind of just like...
Whatever.
We're like equal in like amount of showtime.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But I thought you were gonna say because Nikki Swift, whenever I think of her channel, I think of like why this person is broke now. And I'm like it's like boo, yeah. I'm sure they're fine. And remember that one time I think the reason why it offends me is because people used to send me this article. You know how like you know when you go to like a more sketchy website, they have those fake ads that look like articles and the articles are just so mean.
Oh yeah.
It's like the Nikki Swift. I remember one time there was one with my effing face and it said people who don't know they're not famous anymore. It's like, boo.
I think that's so funny like, because when did you ever say I'm still famous?
But it sounds so pathetic because it said, what was the wording? It was like, people who don't realize they're not famous still. Something like that. So rude.
I know. So that has never happened to me, obviously, but this offends me because I've honestly thought this for a while. When I see those articles about saying, this person is broke now. The reason why it annoys me, because I see the, I guess you may call it like hypocrisy, but so if it says, for some reason it said Bella Thorne is broke.
Yeah.
The thing about it is that she's still richer than 99% of the readers of that website.
But remember, we did watch like a string of these Nikki Swift videos. And one was about Austin Mahone. And it made it sound like he was just living so low now. And it said he now performs at his grocery store in Florida. It's like, I'm pretty sure he has more gigs than performing at a local grocery store.
He's on TikTok now.
And they made it seem like, yeah, he just performs at the local Hy-Vee in aisle 3 and nobody wants to watch.
I heard that, I was like...
He still gets like 100K likes on Insta.
Yeah, you need to give him like justice. It's not like he's like just like dead. He's still alive, thriving.
But I get it. Nikki Swift just wants those sweet, sweet clicks.
Plus, like, it just is the classic thing. We can, even if we hate it, we can all say like...
We watched them.
No, and there's kind of this thing where like... Like, this is just a thing. People love building people up and tearing them down.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If anyone gets famous, like, obviously there's going to be a time where some people try to tear you down.
That's exciting, like, when you see the fall and you're like, yay.
Oh, yeah. Just like, if there was a petition to lock someone up, people might sign it. Like, how are we going to lock Selena Gomez up? Like, maybe it might get 100K.
Yeah, because it'd just be over because they'd be like, it's time for her to fall.
But, like, why are we going to lock her up? There's no reason, but we are going to.
I know.
Do it.
That's what's so sad. But, Bro of the Week.
Oh, yeah. It's a. There's no picture behind us, but we still have a bro of the week.
Oh, yeah. She didn't want to show her face, which I respect. Kind of.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's a bird. It's because she's, we just won't say. Anyway.
She said, don't even say her name. So this is the end. I'm joking. Her name is Liliana. She said she loves Bro of the Week. Thank you so much. And she's been a supporter for years. And she said she's had a rough few years, but... This podcast makes her laugh.
Oh, thank you, Liliana.
Yeah, thanks for being a Patreon. If you want to be Bro of the Week, you can sign up for the top tier of Patreon. And if you sign up for any of the tiers, you get early access to episodes.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liliana, for listening. I'm glad we could brighten your day in any way. You brighten ours.
And also, I actually listened to you, Liliana, because you said, P.S., Jacob, I missed your vlog so much, and I vlogged last week.
She misses them already. It's only been a week.
No, she sent this before I filmed those. So,
oh, my God. Is she what inspired you to make vlogs?
I did read this before I made vlogs.
Oh, my God. And then Jacob went on a vlogmas.
So it might have went on in my brain.
Oh, my. Thank you, Liliana. So, yeah, go to lucasandjacob.com. Thank you so much to everyone who's already supported the Patreon. And if you want to join the community, if you're listening to this, you still have time to sign up and be a part of this month's live stream.
Oh, yeah. I just realized something. She said, this is not her real name.
It's not her real name. Liliana. Yeah.
She's a CIA agent.
Like, she's an enigma.
I'm going to make an HBO documentary about her.
An enigma wrapped in a riddle in cash.
Oh, did you read the Los Angeles Times article about Erica Jane and Tom Girardi? The Real Housewives?
I've heard about like something sketchy is going on, but I don't know that I never like looked into it.
I skimmed the LA Times thing. It actually sounds intense.
So if I'm reading 25% of the article, like give us all the deets with Erica Jane and her husband and why they're being sued.
Okay. So basically, I guess with Laugh-Ons, I didn't know this is what, this is just a fact that I found out. I guess when he did a lawsuit, so if the lawsuit won $300 million, it said his firm gets 40% of the money. That's
Holy
a lot.
F. So with these people who are getting like a $2 million lawsuit, they don't even get all, they only get a million of that? Only a million?
That's crazy
to
me.
You have to get 50, but I guess they're fighting for you, so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. So I guess I guess a few months ago he had 80 to 50 million in cash, but yeah. Now he has, well, I don't know about nothing, but not as much.
No, but wasn't it actually like nothing? Not like nothing, yeah, but like, couldn't he not, didn't they say like, oh, you have to pay a $40,000 bill? And he said like, oh, I actually like don't have any money. But it's like, boo, last year you owned a private jet.
And then he transferred $20 to $10 million to Erica Jane's business fund.
Oh, and that's why they think they divorced. Yeah. So he could store the assets in Erica Jane's little safe.
And then another thing that actually is like some like weird shit, I guess like, something about stealing money from born victims and kids
what?
In Indonesia.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not making this up. And I did read it.
Out of everyone you could steal from, you're going to steal from born victims?
Yeah, and then this was on Reddit that I saw it, but then I clicked on the article, but then people were saying like, wait, they stole money from kids in Indonesia?
Wait, did they just go up to the houses and be like, I'm stealing everything?
I think it was like, they were trying to win a lawsuit or
that
something.
That is why I hate these rich people, because you see them on Real House of Beverly Hills. She's like, I'm so rich, I have a private jet. But little do you know, half of the year they go to Indonesia and just go to people's houses and steal everything. Like, I'm dumb with how people
happening.
Make money.
I know, I feel
but
like...
But that is crazy, because like, he pretty much can't even... I know he's trying to claim he has no money because he doesn't want to pay the lawsuit, but obviously he's going to have to pay it because the money's stored somewhere. You don't just go from having a private jet and all this stuff to all of a sudden, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like I feel like if you're $100 million rich, even if you go broke, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it's just all a lie, right?
Why do these rich people, this is just going up based a few things I've seen, but they go bankrupt, but then they still live in this rich-ass life.
Like,
I don't get it.
Didn't 50 Cent declare bankruptcy, but then like people were like kind of trolling him online being like, oh my God, you don't have any money. So then he spelled broke with $100 bills scattered on a floor. And he's like,
yeah.
I'm not actually broke. Just
so isn't it a way to make more money or something?
Honestly, I don't know. But I wish them all the best.
So Erica Jane, like, maybe she didn't even know about it. Like, they didn't. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like she didn't mean to steal the money from the Indonesian people, but maybe he did.
Well, I actually do know because I read the article.
Oh, so she knew?
No, she...
She went to the houses?
If it actually what you're saying, like, picture this person so much, and it turns out, yeah, they're stealing money from poor people. And it's them breaking into people's houses, stealing the safe.
When
it's
you
like,
say,
you're
like,
a bitch.
When you told me they stole money from Indonesian people and burn victims, this is what I pictured. For Indonesia, I pictured they went to Indonesia on a private jet and literally just made everyone put their money in a pile and then just flew off. And then for the burn victims, I picture, like, somebody was in a horrible accident, and like while they're still recovering, they just stole all their money. It's like, why did you do that?
No, I think it was from lawsuits. But
oh, okay, well,
that's just a little skim. Do your own info. Like, this isn't.
This is from Jacob reading a headline.
No, I read like a few paragraphs.
But Christmas theme. Now from that topic to back to holidays. First of all, I just want to say, last night we watched the movie The Prom, and on Netflix, you guys have to watch it.
Yeah, it was good. I haven't watched like a musical like that.
I know.
In a long time.
It was perfect. It was just a cheesy musical, and it really fit the bro show themes because there was a lot of lesbians involved.
Oh, yeah, there was.
I know.
It was a movie, but if I viewed it, like, I feel like it could have been a Broad. If I, like, was in a chair at Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it is a Broadway play, by the way.
Oh, really?
Because I Googled it in 2016, they did it in Atlanta.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, I think it was a Broadway play before.
But Ryan Murphy, the guy who, like, made Glee and, like, American Horror Story and all these things, but he did Glee. So, obviously, this musical is going to be amazing. It was so good. Yeah. It's not even being dramatic, but while I was watching it, I got chills multiple times. Because I was just like, oh, my God, this is everything I want in a movie.
I know, it was so good. I didn't look away once.
I know.
And usually, like, I am the type of bitch to just, if I'm watching a movie, like with a lot of people, I sometimes go on my phone, but
yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah, it made me think that maybe every movie should be a musical, because I feel like usually in a movie you do get bored, but whenever you got bored in this, they went into a song.
Yeah, and I actually liked how like, they talked about their lives, but then they would stop and it would go to a song.
I know, and it made me think, like, is there any society out there, tell me if you guys know in the comments, but is there any society out there, you think, that they live in, like, a village or something, like a commune thing, but they live as if it's a musical?
Oh my gosh.
Like,
is that a thing?
All these musical theater people who, like, they just couldn't make it on Broadway or whatever. It's like, let's all just move to Arkansas, like, buy 3 acres of land and just live in a musical colony. And if you go there, you have to agree that, like... But then the only thing that I thought of a problem with this community would be everyone who wanted to be a part of this community is probably an attention whore. And then everyone's trying to fight to get their own song. So it would be kind of stressful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if you were over it, you were eating dinner, and it's like, bitch, don't step on my chili.
Oh, yeah. Then, like, that would suck. Because, like, it's all fun and game. It's all fun when it's your song that you're doing the musical for. But then you have to do backup for all these other people's songs a lot of the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I also, like, with that being said, I actually think, not to say, like, I'm a musical genius, but I feel like for most people, it would be, I'm not even joking, like, if I wanted to make this into a musical, like, I feel like if you just, like, just went with your heart, like, you could make a good song.
Yeah.
Like, I'll catch you on, so, like, right now,
it might take a few days, but.
Like, I'm in a podcast, I never knew, you know.
Oh, yeah, like, I feel like the first few days, it might be awkward, because, like, when the piano just starts, and there's always someone with instruments by you to play the piano and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it would be hard to get into it, but then after, like, a week, I feel like you would just have full-blown songs, like, you'd create the choruses on demand, and, like, everyone would be synchronized dancing. Like, someone needs to start this community.
Yeah, and plus, like, I feel like I'm already kind of prepared, because when I'm driving, I, like, sing out loud. So I feel like it just would be like that, except, like, way more.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good, like, someone needs to create that. I want to a getaway where that happens.
Even if it's not a commune, it doesn't have to be you live there all the time. Like, why don't these musical theater people, like, so many people do. Another reason why I love The Promise, because it reminded me of, like, doing musical theater when I was a teen. But so many people do musical theater, but then they just don't really do it later in life.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
You could go away for a weekend and then live your musical theater fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Get thrown back to childhood.
Yeah.
I also love the movie because it showed so many sides of life, which I like. Like, it showed these rich Broadway stars, but then it showed people in Indiana.
Yeah.
It made them seem like hillbillies.
Yeah, and I liked it too, because it made fun of both sides. Like, it made fun of, like, the really, like, close-minded Indiana people, but then it almost kind of made fun of, like, the really liberal New York people, because, like,
seem kind of ditzy in a way.
Yeah, because, like, they were just, like, you'll have to watch the movie, you'll get it, but it was so good.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, I and there was so many styles in it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The movie was just styles.
Nicole
studded.
Kidman, Meryl Streep. James Corden, which when I heard he was in it, I was kind of like, but then I loved him in it.
Oh, yeah. Like, when I first saw it too, I was kind of like, oh, like, is this one of those, like, I don't know how to explain it, but one of those, like, famous people things where always turns out bad.
Yeah,
but
it was so
turns
good.
Out good.
I know, I loved him in it.
Famous people things.
But,
yeah, I give it A+.
But,
should we go to the ad of the week?
What?
The ad of the week?
That was the ad of The Prom, right? We didn't actually watch it.
Oh, yeah, the next ad we'll go to.
Just kidding, there's no ads this episode. Thank you guys for putting up for the ads recently. But, Warby Parker?
So fucking dumb.
But we also, a month ago, we watched a Christmas movie with our family, but it was a Christmas horror movie, Krampus.
Oh, yeah, this was an interesting one.
Yeah, it reminded me because I Googled just like weird holiday traditions around the world.
Yeah.
And Krampus is one of them. It's according to Austrian folklore, jolly Saint Nicholas makes the rounds with a sidekick. It's not just Saint Nick, guys. He also has a devilish, Krampus with him. The hairy creature visits Austrian children annually. But where St. Nicholas gives lavish gifts to all good little boys and girls, Krampus does the unthinkable. He unleashes punishment to those on the naughty lists. If he discovers a particularly bad child, he bundles him into a sack and carts him away, presumably for a midnight snack. Okay, we need to all stop pretending that Christmas is a happy time. It's just a way for people to discipline their kids.
And in the fourth sentence, it triggers me because even though like this didn't really happen to me where they made our parents made these scary things up, but like I just don't like the idea. Like, I'm not trying to parent shame anyone, but I just don't like the idea of scaling. Like, so I'm not a kid, but if someone, everyone around me told me there's this little man who's going to kill you, I'm going to believe it. So,
but then again, you won't disobey.
But I just don't want these scary things happening. It scares me.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, I don't have kids, but when I have kids, I probably will say, oh, Harry Krampus is going to kidnap you if you don't listen. So you better effing be good.
Yeah, I mean, but the way that they made it sound sounds scary.
I know, like, he will, it's not just like, oh, you'll get coal, which is kind of like an American thing. Like, oh, you'll get coal. Like, oh, that sucks. I don't get any presents. This is, you will literally be kidnapped and murdered if you aren't good. Which yeah. I like how the Austrian, I don't know if you could, they still do this in Austria. But I like how they took it to that level.
Yeah, I mean, I do. Yeah, I do have to say, like, if I was, like, sneaking out at night when I was, like, 10, if that happened, and then my parents told me this, I actually would be like, oh, I'm staying in bed.
Sneaking out at 10? You're just sneaking out and doing, like, drugs or what?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would for sure listen to them, though.
Oh, yeah. And also, the another thing that's a thing that wasn't a thing when I was a kid and you were a kid, Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah, I just learned about that like 3 years ago.
I know, it's like you have this little creepy elf around your house and it watches everything you do.
A lot of parents do it too.
I know, but like, how are, I feel like I would have cried if I was a kid if they said this little creepy elf is watching your every move. It's like, can you not have it here? Like, do we have to be spied on all day by this elf?
I know. And then it's to be on the nice list, right? To make sure you do everything right.
I'm trying to think, like, when I was a kid, like, I also wanted Santa to think I was good, but how did they say he watched you? Was he just, there's a spirit there?
Well, like, what I'm thinking of is the one Christmas song, like, he watches when you sleep.
Sleeping, yeah, he knows when you're awake. But how does he know? Like, the elf on the shelf makes total sense because, oh, he's going to report to Santa. But how did they do it back in our day? He was just...
I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of just saying, like, when we are kids, we're dumbasses. Because how would one guy look at all of us? I remember my mom, our mom showing us this one website where it was where Santa is right now. And I remember actually believing it. Like, at the end of the day, like, I don't feel bad for these kids. They're just dumb. Like, did you ever look at that website? It shows where Santa is at this point.
I don't know if I did. I don't know. But, yeah, I remember writing to Santa that like there was a website where you could write to him.
Oh, in kindergarten we'd write to them, and it went to the sixth graders. Did you ever write a letter to the kindergarteners?
Oh, you yeah, because went... I wrote our little sister was in kindergarten when I was in sixth grade or whatever, and I wrote her like so it would seem so realistic.
You did?
Yeah, I made it seem like, I know you play on your bike in the front yard and you do this. Like, I brought in stuff from her real life to make it that real. I really went out of the way to make her really believe in Santa.
Oh my gosh, that's funny because that would really make you believe in
it. I know. But at the same time, like, you could say, oh, it's so dumb making your kids believe this, but that would suck if someone has, like, I guess do whatever you want, but if you had a kid and just told them straight off the bat, Santa's not real, you just took all that magic away.
Yeah, like I actually get... Elf on a Shelf and all this stuff, but yeah. Like I just want to, you know, I'm probably over exaggerating it, but I wonder if in later in life, obviously it's not that deep and I'm kind of over exaggerating, but I wonder if later in life you don't trust people as much.
Oh yeah, maybe that's why we all like believe in conspiracies now.
Yeah, that's why I like, does the government try to poison us? Like maybe that's why it leads back to when our parents trust Santa.
Oh yeah, it's all because of that, guys. Another tradition I found out about is Japan's KFC. Yeah, Japan's really into KFC on the holidays. So they said, while it's true that Christmas isn't really celebrated in Japan, a December 25th tradition centers around KFC. In fact, the Colonel Sanders special recipe is so popular in Japan. At Christmas, KFC suggests that customers place their holiday order 2 months in advance. It's
That's crazy.
I don't know. I guess it began in 1974 when KFC bosses... unveiled their first Christmas meal in Japan, and people love it. just all about KFC.
Like, is it the same KFC as in the U.S.? Because I just can't picture people in other countries eating greasy KFC, but...
It's probably fun for one night, because it is good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm not going to say it's not good. They have the best potatoes, too.
Oh, they have the best... It's just all good.
This might come off as, like, trashy, but I like fake potatoes more than real potatoes.
Oh, for sure.
I like the ones that are, like, when you put the little potato pebbles. But real potatoes are kind of gross.
Oh, KFC hit. So I love that Japan does this. Also, I watched the KFC Lifetime movie. Did you know they made one?
About the owner of KFC?
They made, like, it was called A Recipe for Seduction. Because, you know, a recipe, because of the food. And then also Mario Lopez was seducing people in it. It was only 15 minutes. I think it was kind of just a glorified ad for KFC, but...
Oh, because why would it be 15 minutes? That's so short.
Yeah, I watched it. It was so good.
It adds that Mario Lopez is in it.
I know. He plays Colonel Sanders. Oh, and it's all about, like, he's a chef for this rich family, and he has a secret recipe, and, like, the daughter wants to get with him, but her mom wants her to get with, like, this rich guy. But she really loves Colonel Sanders.
I put Mario Lopez and John Stamos in the same category.
Oh, I was going to say they're from the same show, but they aren't.
Yeah, I was about to say that too. Like, I thought that in my head, but then I realized they won't.
But I guess, they let Mario Lopez be in the movie. I guess every other day of the year, he's like on a leash. They let him off to be in the KFC movie.
I mean, I would believe that. It's like, I know. Hollywood owned him somehow.
I believe it. Like, yeah, he was just owned by, like, Access Hollywood. Isn't that what he does now? He's like a host.
Oh, yeah, because, like, I don't believe anyone under the age of 40 is owned by Hollywood. Oh, yeah. But I feel like if you're 52 and you've been working in Hollywood since you're, like, 20, like, maybe they did put you on a leash.
Yeah, I feel like he literally just on a leash. And, like, when he heard about KFC, the movie, he was like, thank God I get off of it for a bit.
I know. Access Hollywood, I'm done with y'all. Wait, so they just eat KFC on Christmas?
Yeah, that's Japan's weird. It also says they don't celebrate it. So I wonder what they celebrate. If they don't, like, do they have their own Christmas? Like,
they probably do presents still. I feel like Christmas, when we get down to it, is just presents at the end of the day.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
For most people, just presents and a day to eat food and drink if you're over the age of 21.
What I like. Yeah, I think for me, I like just like an excuse to, like, have, like, a party with family and stuff, you know?
Yeah, like same with Thanksgiving. Like, it's kind of just like, oh, yeah, like, it's just fun, like creating this holiday.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now we have Iceland's Yuletide. Yeah, I pronounced that right. In Iceland, children put their best foot forward on Christmas. From December 12th to the 23rd, Iceland kids leave a shoe on their windowsill. And while they sleep each night, 13 magical Yule lads climb down from the mountains to leave gifts in the shoes of well-behaved children.
Wait, but, so what are Yule lads?
I have no idea.
Let me Google this.
But so if you're a good kid, the creepy guys from the mountains will put good stuff in your shoe when they creep into your house. But the naughty kids get a potato.
In their shoe?
Yeah, and they said the Yule lad tradition had a more sinister tone, and many parents used their mysterious nighttime visits to scare their children into behaving.
This is what it would look like, by the way.
Ew, we're looking at a photo of a Yule lad.
It basically just looks like a creepy old man.
It's basically Shrek, but not green.
Yeah, and he's kind of dressed in a Christmas outfit.
I like how all these Christmas traditions involve... Oh, the camera.
Oh, okay, but can we make a Christmas tradition for adults where, like, I kind of believe it?
Oh, yeah, like, I want to believe it. They should start doing that. Where, like, we have something that, like... We kind of know it's fake, but then, like, we do it for so many years that we start believing it.
Oh, yeah. So a perfect example is the Mandela effect. So, like, it's real. like I've noticed differences, and I'm like, what is that? But then, like, we could create something like that for Christmas and say, like we honestly don't know if it's real, but you kind of know it's fake.
I guess, like aliens. Said. Like, oh, they might visit on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We should do... The aliens come to you at 1 o'clock in the morning on Christmas morning.
That would be so cool if, like, aliens took over the world and they did weird stuff like that, where they were like, this is a joke, but, like, we will do it seriously. Like, if all December, if you're bad, like, we will hurt you and stuff. And, like, but it was, like, kind of fun because it was holiday themed. But, like, they would actually, like, hurt you.
We didn't talk about how the aliens are real once again. We've already known they were real, but apparently they're even more real.
What was it?
Something about Israel and the U.S., the two governments said, like, yeah, we've been in contact with aliens, but we aren't gonna tell the human race yet, just because, like, if we told everyone, it would just be like,
oh, was that the Israel, like, security person?
It was Israel and something with the U.S. government.
But then people think that maybe he just might be going senile because he's like 80.
Oh, well.
But I don't, who knows?
So this one is scary. Like, I mean, this isn't as scary as the, as Krampus.
Yeah, also, like, this is, the punishment is instead of getting a gift, you get a potato. Like, that's, potatoes are great. Like, obviously kids don't really understand, but like, as an adult, if there was a potato just on my window in the morning, I'd be like, I'm down to like make some roasted potatoes. Like, that's good. I'd be excited.
Like, I thought it would be like, they're going to put porcupines in your shoe.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so uncomfortable.
Just a good old potato. Like, Iceland doesn't go as hard as Austria.
The thing about this is that, like, when you're a parent, you can make up your own. Like, And to be honest, we've proven that there's no limits. You can make it as scary as you want.
I know, but it is better if it's from a tradition, so you don't seem like a weirdo.
Oh, yeah, but you're going to say, like, when I was a kid. This happened.
But, yeah.
I mean, I think the scariest one is Krampus.
Yeah, the punishment isn't just a potato, it's death. So that's way more scary.
Yeah, I think everyone's scared of death. So,
yeah. Makes sense. But, another Christmas story. A woman.
It better thought, be good. A good, happy one.
So a woman thought a stray cat was in her Christmas tree.
What?
But it was a raccoon. And I'm not kidding. There's a video.
Was it a real Christmas tree?
Why is it not showing the video now? I'm dumb with the effing. Do they already delete this article since I effing found it?
It was a real Christmas tree, I bet.
Yeah, it really grossed me out, actually. Oh, here it is.
I actually want to get a real Christmas tree.
Oh, and it's a Florida woman. Why is this always... I know this is a common meme, but why is it always in Florida where this shit happens? I want to move to Florida.
I know, like, when I, like, do look at the news, because sometimes I look at this... I look at Google News, and that just has, like, all the top news stories, and always something's mentioned about Florida.
Yeah, but look. Okay, look. This is her tree. There's an effing raccoon in there, an actual raccoon. She thought, and it's on her chandelier. It jumped on her chandelier and it like attacked her dog.
They're scary, by the way, because one time I looked in our backyard and like I could see them with their, wait, I want to make sure I'm thinking about the right animal. Like they have those stripes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could see their eyes looking at you.
Yeah, one time I saw one on a trash can and I was like, you are disgusting.
Also, I think the other night, Dale were trying to talk to me. Like, because it was nighttime and I was editing, and then I was getting ready to close the windows, and I looked outside, and Adele was right by the fence staring at me. Then I went upstairs and opened the door, and then it started walking away, but it was just staring at me.
So thinking that this weird deer was in the backyard and just looked at you through the window and said, "What's going on here?" And just how long was it watching you?
I don't know, and I kind of think that like it made me think like maybe this deer is smarter than I think, and it was just. It made me, like, just have this weird suspicion that the deer was an alien. But, like, obviously that's just me being paranoid. But
no,
it
probably was an alien. But it said, this woman in Florida heard strange noises at 4 a.m. So her and her dog tried to scare away the animals. And it jumped from the tree to the raccoon. I mean, to the chandelier. Her dog and the raccoon got in a fight, and the dog only had minor scratches, so nothing bad happened.
I mean, when you're fighting, it's a wild animal.
I know, and eventually she got it out with a broom, I guess. But this is questionable, because like, how did it even get in your house? Is your door just open? Do you have windows open? Like, you want an intruder?
Well, it could be if when you bought the Christmas tree, it was like second.
Ew, that's so gross. That's why I'd never want to get a real Christmas tree.
I want to get like it just sounds cool having a real Christmas tree.
I wanted to get one this year because we actually don't have a Christmas tree. And but then I Matthew said there'd be bugs in it, and then I googled and there are bugs. But everyone else gets one. And
but there was this one of our neighbors. It was so cool because they always cut off the end and they had one for each year.
Not as picture like ticks so cool. Getting on me. Then I have Lyme disease. Like Gigi,
but ticks aren't during the winter.
Oh yeah, and apparently like, there's a raccoon baby in there and it grows.
Wait, but how would the bugs be on it if it's inside?
Well, because it was on the Christmas tree farm.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, I haven't listened to that this year by Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, but it just creeped me out watching the video because like I don't know how this girl was so brave. If I had a Christmas tree and I heard noises at 4 a.m. and there was a raccoon, I would have just left my house. I wouldn't even have attempted to get it out. I would have never tried to do what she did with the frying pan.
Ooh, that shit's creepy.
That's so... Ew. Why was it in there? Like, get away.
Yeah.
Stop.
Like, stop. I don't know. It sounds like a bad dream.
I know.
Yeah. This kind of makes me want to rethink the real Christmas tree thing.
What are your favorite Christmas songs, by the way?
My favorite Christmas songs. Honestly, one of my favorites. So my favorite project, honestly, is probably Ariana Grande's Christmas and Chill.
Oh, that's a good one.
But I feel like my favorite song of is the Lady Gaga Christmas song. Honestly, this year I haven't been listening to Christmas songs that much.
Yeah, I listened to Christmas songs like before Thanksgiving, and then I felt like that was Christmas, so then I feel like I've already done it.
Yeah, but but like I love so many Christmas songs, but I feel like I like more new ones. But like I love the Taylor Swift one, I love the Lady Gaga one, and Ariana Grande's songs, and then
Cozy Little Christmas.
That one's really good.
That one's actually so good. Cozy Little Christmas by KDP. It's so good.
And then Mariah Carey has obviously so many Christmas songs.
Oh, does she have a new one?
She has one with Ariana Grande.
I listened to it, but I haven't like put it on my Apple Music.
And I've listened to one song from Megan Trainor's Christmas album. It's good.
Oh, and if you want to like have a lit Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas by Slater and Aisha Erotica.
Oh, yeah. All I Want for Xmas.
Yeah. She said all she wants is like Gucci bags and getting her tits.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, like for me, like I know like these aren't actually Christmas songs, but like kind of like the Lady Gaga one, it's more tame. But I like those Christmas songs that are more jokey. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like that one's
good.
Why
doesn't like Drake make one? Or like how hasn't Nicki ever made one?
Yeah, like what? Yeah, I don't know. And then there was also this other Christmas song that I found a few years ago with Kanye West, and it was kind of good. It wasn't
what was
gross.
That one?
It was Christmas in Harlem.
Oh yeah,
I like that
That's
one.
That's a bop.
Yeah, and yeah, those are good. But then if you search, because I number one, I googled gross Christmas songs.
That's so funny. Like you can be gross all year round, but you also had to be gross on the holidays.
I know. Like I obviously there's some like it's just kind of funny like switching the script.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Wait, what are your favorite Christmas songs again?
Probably Cozy Little Christmas would be my fave at the moment.
Your fave?
And then I said All I Want for Xmas by Slater and Aisha Erotica.
Your kid favorites though. Let's do that.
Oh. Probably Santa Baby's always been a bop.
Oh yeah.
Santa Baby.
Maybe just like rocking around the Christmas tree.
Oh, that's always a bop too. I'm trying to think of when I was in elementary school and we did like the Christmas big like recital, you know?
Oh my gosh, we did that every year.
I'm trying to think of what songs I've really got down to.
That was so much fun.
I know. The whole parents, you're on stage like you're on tour.
Yeah. did you know Brenda Lee, the person who sings Rockin' on the Christmas Tree?
Yeah.
Might have a first number one on Billboard Hot 100.
Really? She might beat Mariah?
I didn't see anyone else say this, but she's number one on global Spotify.
She's never had a number one yet?
But she's number three on Billboard, the whole song is. So, and she's still alive, I'm pretty sure. I googled her yesterday.
Oh my god.
She doesn't have any social media though, but I'm excited for her.
You're saying she's still alive? Like, what if she's only like 30?
Oh no, she's like 70, I think. Brenda Lee, how old is she?
Oh, she's 76, yeah.
Yeah.
That I hope she gets number one because last year Mariah Carey got her first number. All for Christmas finally went number one, so I hope Brenda Lee has it this year.
Yeah, and it makes me think. Well, All I Want for Christmas is number one again.
Oh damn!
But it made me think. So when streaming wasn't a thing, this wouldn't be happening because you would have already bought the record.
Oh, yeah, she wouldn't be getting boosted again.
Yeah, so then with streaming, every year it happens.
Oh, thank God. I want Brenda Lee to get her number one.
I don't know. She has a lot of monthly listeners, too. She's getting coin.
Oh, my God. Look at her.
Yesterday, I was like kind of bored, so I googled her.
She wrote one song and now just like lives lavish forever.
I know. Like she literally might be the richest person in the world, apparently.
Oh, my God. Did she steal it, though, from like people in other countries?
Yeah, she also goes to Indonesia and
great.
Just grabs.
But,
JK, I love Brenda Lee.
So you remember Fire Festival, like the event that happened in the Bahamas, and it was supposed to be the Coachella but in the tropics, and it ended up just being a train wreck.
Oh yeah, okay, wait, we need to talk about how Fire Festival, because I watched the documentary Class Action Puck.
Yeah.
And it was kind of saying that like Fire Festival was the new Class Action Puck.
Oh yeah,
that's interesting. I like that's a thing.
But I guess there was a Christmas village in Australia that's being described as the Fire Festival of Christmas children's Santa events.
What was it?
So this is all from BuzzFeed News. Ticket holders, they were promised a Christmas themed experience, and they were told it was going to be good. And let's just take a quick look at. What's going on? I'm not kidding.
Computer is not working.
It's now saying this article isn't real. I am done with everyone scamming me.
I mean, we should make a song about this. What's tell me what's real?
I am done with getting scammed every day of my effing life. What is going on?
Oh wait, which one?
Oh, I found it.
Oh, okay.
Cause Oh, now it's working. Okay, whatever. We're good, guys. Don't worry. So look at this. We'll just describe to you guys while we watch this ad. This is what it was described as. Like, you know, a fire festival promised all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Cause let's watch their ad. Look, it just looks magnificent. Oh my God. Kids snowing.
An amusement park kind of.
I know. It's like you're inside this winter wonderland, guys. Oh my God. It just looks beautiful.
Why is it Santa driving the sleigh?
I know. Look, ice skating. Like it just looks like, and then if you saw that ad, you'd be like, okay, sign me up because that looks like a great thing for the kids to have, you know?
Yeah.
So then people got there. And this is a viral tweet from Tom Tanuki.
Just a
this is what it
mud.
Looked like. Look, just a bare effing warehouse. A little crappy cardboard box. Like it's for Santa. I don't know if this is supposed to be an elf house or what. It's just a cardboard box. Look at this. It just is. It's literally just... it's like you're in an empty Walmart. Oh my God. You know how they showed that snow lane?
Yeah.
It's just like little shitty lanes.
Did they get refunded?
Well, basically it said that people in South Australia criticized it, calling it cheap, tacky, and a scam. So,
okay. I just, like, I obviously, like I would be mad too, but since I wasn't there, I'm just laughing about... Like, what? Like, obviously, I don't know if this happens that often, but it seems like people are trolling.
I know.
Okay, when you showed me that house, I was like, bitch, this is like me making this whole ad for this Christmas Wonderland, and you just go to my basement, and it just is me dressed in a Santa suit.
Yeah, the article said, instead of what was promised, customers were welcomed into an under-decorated warehouse with a makeshift maze, attractions made out of cardboard, and several shittily done DIY pieces plotted throughout. And that is just so funny because we watched the ad. So wherever that ad was filmed, why don't they just have the event there? Because it looked great. It was in a warehouse. All these like kid actors were running around this fake snow in this room. Like, where did the place from the ad go?
Like, did it happen last year? And then they...
Yeah, or like, did they just steal footage from some other event?
Yeah, because, guys, the pictures look way shittier.
I know.
Like, it honestly reminded me of something I would create.
Like, no, it looked like you at noon, you are told that there was going to be an event at 6 that night. And you had to just run to Michael's and just like, shittily make a bunch of stuff. That is so funny. But, you know, kids, I bet you the parents are mad, but I bet you the kids wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Okay. No joke. If like, if you bought your kids, they're like it seems like kids are just excited to see shit.
Yeah. Obviously parents are mad because they're like, we paid money and like, this is literally just a cardboard box, but kids would be happy. But oh my God, is this Santa's home?
But at the same time, like if you got there and then you told your kids, this is so dumb, then they're going to think it's dumb.
Oh, yeah.
But if you made it seem cool, they'd think it's cool.
But I don't know if they got refunded. So I guess, you know, sometimes you got a scam.
I mean, props to them. Like
also,
the company.
It's been a tough year. They probably were like, we honestly wanted to make it a great experience, but stuff isn't going to ship here because of like the pandemic and stuff. So like, and then, unfortunately, this is all we could do. So
it's already a shit year, so might as well make it shittier.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Is it's like, it's already 2020. Everyone's already been disappointed so much. So it's like, might as well disappoint them with this while stealing their money, you know?
Yeah. Like I want to see 2020 in retrospect. Like, I want to see 2020 when I'm, like, 40. Like, I just... Because we're so used to all this shit. Like, just everything. Like, the presidency. Like, pandemic. I just want to see it in retrospect.
I know. It's going to be so insane. Like, after this year, we all going to be so bored because we've been so overstimulated with all this craziness.
Yeah. Well, we probably won't once... We can travel and stuff because
oh,
then you
yeah,
can like
that's true.
Go to the mall without.
But
you know,
I'm pretty sure
chill.
In Australia, like they kind of are. They still are like obviously taking precautions, but they already quarantined so much and like the borders are closed, so they can kind of just live normal in a way.
That's crazy. But in the U.S., isn't it kind of just like we have to wait till the vaccine or whatever?
Yeah, for sure. But do you want to play a Christmas movie game?
No.
I'm joking. Should we just end the movie then? end the movie then? Is that what I just said? But so Hallmark Christmas movies, they're always bops. It's just dumb as shit movies, and they're great. Like a good, I want my Christmas movies to be cheesy, so I love it.
Oh, yeah, I like a good old cheesy Christmas
movie. Yeah, I don't want, like, I think I just like cheesy stuff in general. Like, I like cheesy musicals, cheesy movies, cheesy music. Like, I don't, why does everything have to be so deep? Like, I'm also like deep stuff, but like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Around Christmas, you don't really want that.
Yeah, a good mixture. Yeah. I just thought about something, like, because if we lived in like the 1930s and like we own like this movie studio, if we made this into a movie and released it to the theaters, wouldn't they be like, this is so cool?
Wait, in what year?
Like in the 1930s. Because
I feel like even then they'd be like, there's not even one camera switch.
Well, I was watching this I guess you'd call it like, well, like they called it the golden age of movies. So the movies were actually good. Like they actually had switches and stuff, but I just want to know, like, if this was like the first movie to get released, like I wonder if people, they probably,
oh, would. If it was the first ever movie, they'd be like, well, we never seen anything else, so we love it. But then after they saw regular movies, they'd be like,
yeah,
like there's only one camera.
Yeah, that makes sense. I guess I overhyped myself.
But maybe, you never know. But so this is a quiz on waynation.com. And it's Hallmark movies. We have to guess if they're real or fake, because there's some really ridiculous Hallmark movies.
Okay.
So we have to see if they went there. Number one, is this real or fake? And they just tell us the plot. A set of identical twins are dissatisfied with their current life situation, so they decide to switch lives for the Christmas season. In the end, they each learn the true meaning of their own lives. I want to see that movie.
That's true.
That better be real. It's real.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Switched for Christmas, and guess who plays the twins?
Oh, Cameron from...
Cameron Candace Bure. Is that how you say her name? The mom from Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, not the mom, the sister. Whatever.
Yeah, she's canceled. Number two. A high-powered attorney finds herself in a moral conundrum when she must represent a large corporation that's threatening to build on the land used for a small town's Christmas fair. That seems so believable.
Yeah, like, let's say they must put so much effort into this.
Yeah, because the movie is real. It's always about, like, usually the vibe of these movies is, like, somebody doesn't really care about Christmas in the beginning, but then throughout the movie they realize, like, oh, this is so magical, like...
Yeah.
How did I ever not know about this?
I do have to say, I haven't watched a Hallmark movie this year.
Oh, have you? I haven't watched one yet this year, but last year I watched A Boyfriend for Christmas.
But in a way, doesn't, what's that about?
An adult woman, she doesn't really give a shit about Christmas. She's like, this is such a waste of time. Like, I just want to work. Like, she's like a workaholic. You know, like, movies always have a girl, like, and she's just obsessed with work and therefore can't ever find love.
Yeah.
So she's obsessed with work and it's just like, who really cares about Christmas? And then but then as a joke, she asks, or when she was younger, I guess she asked Santa for a boyfriend or something. And then Santa actually gives her it that year. So she can realize that, like, Christmas is special and, like, don't work so much.
So then she falls in love with that boyfriend?
Yeah, but then she finds out that he's just a Santa gift. So she's like, what the hell? Like, you don't even love me. You're just, like, a slave from the North Pole sent here to, like, be my boyfriend even though you don't want to be. And he was like, no, like, I do want to be. But it's, like, at the end of the day, like, he just is with you because Santa made him, you know?
Yeah, because what I was thinking was, aren't the new Hallmark movies, like, Netflix movies?
Oh, yeah,
because
basically.
Because I watched, like, a few of them this year, and, like, And like, they're, like, good. Like, I actually like the cheesy movies, but it kind of has the same vibe of, like, oh, like, it's just, like, so dumb, it's good.
Oh, for sure. So this attorney fights for a small-town Christmas fair. I think it's true.
I think it's true.
Oh, it's fake. Well,
sounds
sell
real.
It.
Yeah, like, that's a good idea, like, fighting for someone's Christmas.
Yeah, that's so perfect. Like, oh, or, like, this town canceled Christmas, and then, like, you go there, and, like, you're a high-powered attorney for real things, and you're like, I don't even care if I'm going to get paid, but I'm going to fight for the small town because they deserve to have Christmas.
Yeah, I want to watch it.
This is a new one. Newly single and unemployed, Elise finds herself running her family's Christmas tree lot. Unfortunately, the lot now has a new landlord who has zero Christmas spirit, and he threatens to shut down the Christmas tree lot. I'm assuming it's real.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's real.
Oh, it's real. And it's called Fur Crazy.
Sounds like a good movie. That one didn't really strike me as like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. A former hotel maid becomes a governess for a young girl only to find out that the girl is actually a princess with a very handsome father. I'm lost.
This is like a...
It's one sentence, but I can't follow it.
Wait, so does the girl fall in love with her boyfriend's father? What?
I'm assuming it's real.
Yeah. I'm not
Oh,
even
it's
looking,
real!
Why am I confused by that one sentence, too?
It's called A Crown for Christmas!
I love it.
A seamstress finds out that her boyfriend is actually a prince when she travels to his home to meet the royal in-laws.
This is fake.
Oh my god, that'd be so cool. Like, she's a seamstress, so they're kind of trying to say, like, she doesn't really, like, live the fancy life. But then she finds out she's married, gonna become a princess.
That's a good idea,
but I think
it's
fake. Oh, it is fake. Oh, it's real.
Oh.
And it's starring Gretchen Wieners.
Wait, for real?
And it's called A Royal Christmas, and it came out in 2014. Watching that tonight. Let's do one more. This is the last one, guys. The North Pole is running out of magic energy, so an elf named Clementine travels to a small town to convince its citizens to uncancel their Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
What?
I don't want to watch that one, but...
I think it's real, though.
Yeah, I think it's real. Oh, it is real. It's called The North Pole.
Is that...
is it starring the girl from Saved by the Bell?
Tiffany Thiessen.
What's her name on the show?
Cully.
Kelly Kapowski. Remember when Justin Bieber wore a shirt with her face on it?
Yeah, that shirt was cool. Like, I would love to be her, like, having kids and, like, being on an Urban Outfitters shirt.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm that bitch. I'm an icon.
I know. Really, Savage by Megan Thee Stallion was made about her.
I know. Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
I found an article about what food places are open on Christmas.
Are most places closed?
Well, there's a few places that are open. Like, Denny's is open on Christmas.
That's so mean to their employees.
So, I am mad because it's open on Christmas. But I just want to let you guys know, like, those, if you don't want to eat at home, you can pick out something.
I remember in LA, apparently, like, the Chinese restaurants would be packed. Because my manager, he's Jewish. He was Jewish. I mean, he's not my manager anymore, but he's Jewish. And he said, like, that was, like, you had to, like, make reservations ahead of time because, like, all of them wanted to go there on Christmas Day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's, like, Benihana. I guess that isn't. Is that kind of?
Is it what?
Is it is it Asian food?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know. Applebee's. I thought Applebee's would be open, to be honest. Boston Market, I've never been there.
I've never been there either.
For some reason, this one's so funny to me. I've never been, but it sounds so funny. Buca de Buffalo.
No, I've been there too. I remember thinking then, I've been there. I remember when it very first opened across the street from where I lived in LA. I always thought it was so funny too.
I know, because it just sounds so funny.
Buca de Beppo.
Buffalo Wild Wings is open.
Oh, damn. You can get some hot wings on Christmas Day.
Yeah, Domino's, Del Taco. I never really was a fan.
Neither. I think it's because... We were in the drive-thru for one in LA, and there was dust everywhere. Remember? Remember I went on, I looked at the Google reviews, and someone said there was dust on their food because there was construction going on nearby.
That was the same place, so that we went there, and then, like, this guy, like, ran up to the thing.
He was harassing everyone while they were ordering.
Yeah, and I was so glad
we left. So we ended up backing out.
Yeah, if you want coffee on Christmas, Dunkin' Donuts is open.
Oh, okay. Get the... Charlie D'Amelio drink?
Yeah, Charlie D'Amelio is making money on Christmas.
She's forcing people to work
on
Christmas.
She's in the back whipping the people.
Oh my, she won't even let them enjoy their holiday.
And then Starbucks is open too. Okay, I just wanted to let you guys know that these are the places that are open. It is sad that those people have to walk, but I guess.
Then again, if I want to get a drive, go through the drive-thru on the way to Christmas dinner, I should be able to.
Yeah, it's the right of
just
people.
Kidding. I think they should all just be closed.
Yeah, like if I
But then
own
again,
the world...
not everyone celebrates Christmas, I guess.
Oh, wait. This is the most dumb because we're basically
closed-minded.
This is basically saying, yeah, like there isn't freedom of religion because Hanukkah was last two Fridays ago.
And I was
ago.
Just saying how my manager, like, they loved eating out on Christmas. So it's basically saying, like, oh, we're going to close everything even though not everyone celebrates
it. Done ignorant asses.
I
like,
know.
I'm,
cancel us.
It's so funny because Hanukkah was, like, 2 weeks ago and I was like, well, Walmart's open. I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done with ignorant asses like me. Okay, thanks for listening.
Oh yeah, we hope watching. You guys all have a great holiday. You know, just keep it going. listen to those songs we recommended. Also, if you want to give a, kind of an emotional holiday, listen to Where Are You Christmas?
Oh, yeah. It might be relatable to someone this year because you might have to not be with your family.
And we just hope you guys all have a great week. And, yeah, love you guys.
Bye.
Be good. Santa's going to come.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.